We're joined now by Mark Ballard, Capitol Bureau Chief for The Advocate, and the whole Capitol right now is buzzing about Jeff Landry and the story The Advocate did last week about his business dealings. And here is Governor Edwards yesterday, who somewhat surprisingly did not shy away from talking about this. He and the Attorney General have a longstanding feud, and the governor expressed his concern.
I was a little surprised to find out that he doesn't regard his job as Attorney General as a full-time job. And obviously the allegations are troubling, but they're allegations at this point. He'll get an opportunity to respond, I suspect, if he chooses to do that. And we'll just see how it turns out.
There was a time in Louisiana when stories like that were commonplace about public officials. That has ebbed significantly in the last generation. But what does it do, if anything, regarding the state's perception?
Well, obviously, it's not good. But at this time, you know, it's a newspaper report. I think the Attorney General gets the opportunity to respond at some point. But I do think it's incumbent upon him to do that. Because the allegations set forth in the article were numerous and troubling, and we'll see how that turns out for him. But I think it's a good thing that you're not seeing those stories as often today about the state of Louisiana. We need to try to make sure that we stay on the trajectory that we've been on lately, and we don't go back to being in the news too frequently with public officials who are caught up in various allegations of impropriety.
All right. Mark Ballard, your thoughts about where this story is now a week later. And the Attorney General has really not responded directly to the allegations that were detailed in the story. He has just attacked the newspaper and the reporters. Your thoughts about where we are?
Well, I'm not surprised that the attacks on the newspaper, I mean, that's just, all politicians of all stripes generally try to blame the messenger on this. He has not actually addressed those issues. I guess his brother addressed some of the issues in that YouTube video that he put out, which was basically attacking the newspaper, but saying that he and Jeff Landry were involved in somehow, and though the records don't really show it, in trying to bring about information that went against the Marco Pesquera, the Texas labor broker who went to prison over this sort of thing, and he's saying that they tried to help out with that. At some point, I mean, if there is some sort of inquiry, a legal inquiry into it, I guess he's going to have no choice but to explain what his company and his brother's company was doing, trying to attract Mexican workers or laborers to work on that the natural gas terminal in Cameron Parish.
877-217-5757. We're going to get Mark Ballard's take on this and more. He's always in the know, and we're back after this brief pause. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support from Brian Lowe Financial, and Mark Ballard of The Advocate is with us, and the Capitol is buzzing, and believe me, people are talking about, you know, Jeff Landry and whether he could be indicted, whether this will affect him politically. He was just reelected handsomely. He beat Ike Jackson for reelection and won another term as Attorney General, and the speculation is that he is a front runner for the governor's race in 2019, and for good reason. He's a former congressman, has a background of law enforcement, and of course has a law degree as well. He is a man of substance, but he is also a businessman of note, and many people did not know that aspect of his life. And The Advocate delved into business dealings of Jeff Landry, and Mark Ballard is with us to talk about the story, as Bryn Stoll, the reporter who wrote much of it, was with us last week. But Lewis Gervich, the chair of the Republican Party, says The Advocate, in a lengthy front-page article, insinuates that Jeff Landry and his brother Ben committed wrongdoing by furnishing temporary labor to construction projects in Calcasieu Parish. We are immediately put on guard by the fact that the two reporters who authored the story are of pronounced left-wing sympathies. A careful reading has confirmed our suspicions that this is just another illustration, if one were still needed, that the left-leaning media operates on a two-tiered standard wherein all Democrats are presumed innocent and all Republicans are presumed guilty. This is from Louis Gerbich, the chair of the Louisiana Republican Party. He says, first, the facts. Jeff Landry and his brother have been in the business of providing temporary labor for some time. This is an honorable and sorely needed business which helps American industry to build and operate the plants which produce so much of our national wealth. The article falsely claimed that by using some skilled foreign labor on the project, welders and pipe fitters, these jobs did not go to Americans. This is manifestly untrue, writes Gerbich. Calcasieu Parish is the only place in Louisiana where business is absolutely booming, with building projects going on all over the place. There simply is no skilled labor to spare them, so without foreign labor, these projects could not be completely on time, or the projects would simply not be built in Louisiana at all. And it goes on from there, very long message from Louis Gerbich, but Mark Ballard, Gerbich does, these remarks about the reporters saying that a careful study shows left-wing sympathies. I don't know what he's talking about. Do you?
Well, I don't know. And you know, I've worked closely with Bryn, and not so much with John Zimmerman, but with Bryn, I can't tell what his politics are. I mean, he was here at the CMB for last session, and I couldn't tell you what his politics were. It didn't seem to show up in his writing or in just everyday conversation. So I don't know. But even if he was a left-winger, you know, that this doesn't really have anything to do with the way the story is reported, which was based on documents and facts. And the problem, I think, that Jeff Landry and the Republicans are facing is the full-throated criticism about immigration into the country. Landry is, you know, screams about sanctuary cities and how weak our government is in trying to keep these people out of the country. Yet he owns a company that brings in Mexican laborers who cost less than the American laborers do, and I'm pretty sure that you could find some welders here in Baton Rouge that would be willing to go to Cameron Parish to do this work.
877-217-5757 is your number. In fact, Governor Edwards yesterday on his show said that there were ample Louisiana laborers who would have loved to have worked, and yet foreign laborers were hired, as we know. And that's one of many issues here. And this guy, Pescara, who is a convicted felon, I believe, the advocate did acknowledge, Mark, that Jeff Landry probably had no idea about this man's sinister past.
Certainly, I mean, there's no evidence that shows that he knows that about Pesquera's businesses in Texas, which ended up getting him in trouble with the federal government.
Well, it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. This is not an election year, but there is one coming in 3 years. And Jeff Landry, a few days ago, was thought by many to be the front runner for the Republican nod for governor. And in this state right now, that's tantamount to victory because John Bel Edwards cannot run for a third term. And Jeff Landry was well positioned. Does this affect him in any way?
You know, I don't want to seem, well, I will be anyway, but I don't think that this will affect him because already the blogosphere, you know, the hayride, and a lot of the radio commentators that are far right wing have already rallied around Jeff Landry, and I don't believe that anybody is going to read this story out of the Landry camp is going to read this story and say, well, that's the hypocrisy is enough for me to question.
All right,
whether
or
not I would support him.
Yeah.
And the only people that are believing it are the folks that are on the Democratic side.
And one of those, Tracy at the Capitol, has asked me to read the advocate story, the editorial that was written about Jeff Landry, and I don't have time to read the whole thing. But since I did read much of Louis Gerbich's letter, the advocate story I just pulled up is Louisiana's top prosecutor, Attorney General Jeff Landry, ought to be able to sniff out a criminal from across the room. As an elected official, He ought to find his $110,000 a year job sufficiently lucrative and challenging that he doesn't need a side gig. And as an attorney, Landry ought to know whether a construction business is supposed to register with the Louisiana State Licensing Board for contractors. The tough-talking attorney general likes to boost his political profile by alleging that New Orleans and Lafayette are sanctuary cities. If Louisiana's top prosecutor wants to ferret out a real immigration problem, he might look inside his own collection of businesses. Very well-written editorial, by the way, whether you
and spot on. I mean, but on the other hand, you know, $100,000 plus, but we're talking about a $17 million contract, and I shudder to think what I would do for $17 million.
Dan downtown. Dan, you're on the air with Mark Ballard. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Ballard. Do you think that Mr. Landry at least had enough integrity to apologize to President Obama for that sign he held up during the State of the Union address?
What sign was that?
I forgot what the sign actually said, but it was not supportive. I mean, it was... Yeah, and disrespectful. And I believe back, you know, on the day that he did it, that he should have apologized for that. But, you know, I kind of think that we should be treating our leaders a little more respectfully.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. David in Atlanta. David, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. I understand Mr. Landry's liquefied natural gas company business receives a state tax credit for some type of industrial exemption. Is that based in any way whatsoever regarding him employing American Louisiana citizens, not non-resident Mexicans? And if so, Mr. Landry would be in violation of the law, would he?
All right. Does that...
I don't know if he has an ITEP.
All right.
So, I mean, that would be something certainly we should check out.
Thank you, David. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, good morning.
Good morning. I guess this goes to prove the point that corrupt politicians get angry when they get caught corrupting. The spin that they hired a consultant to answer this when there are facts and evidence about what they did.
All right. Well, he hasn't been indicted. He hasn't been charged of any crimes right now. So this is a newspaper story, but it is a story that was compiled by seasoned reporters from a paper that just won the Pulitzer. And Mark Ballard, that's the part of it that I guess because I'm in the business, I find most objectionable is just to immediately discount something by saying it's fake news, the media are left-wing and out to get me. That excuse is wearing thin from anybody, and it's used not only by Jeff Landry but lots of others.
Well, it's been used since John Adams. I mean, you know, the way to attack bad news is to attack the people who bring it to you, and that's what he is doing, and it's been done throughout the history of the Republic. So I wasn't surprised at the attacks. You know, I would have preferred him to say, "Oops, I made a mistake," but that's not the way these people operate.
Former state lawmaker Dan Clater. I think this is a bit of a humor from Senator Clater, who does have a good sense of humor. He says, but maybe unanimous juries are good after all. And that's what you won the Pulitzer for. So I think we know
what he's talking
about.
Again, and we have to underline, he's not been indicted on anything. All that was done was to kind of point out a hypocrisy that he has, that his life does not match his rhetoric.
Well, and if the President of the United States can get away with paying porn stars and paying them to be silent and can take money from his own foundation that was earmarked for veterans and spend it on himself and pay a big fine for a bogus university, I think Jeff Landry, you're right, Mark, can survive this and move on down the road.
I think he will.
And speaking of moving on down the road, a listener, we're going to have to pick up this with Mark next week, but Eddie DeBartolo getting pardoned by the president, that certainly is interesting, and the listener asked if Edwin Edwards should also be pardoned.
I would think so. I mean, based on whatever criteria the president used for the celebrity pardons, Edwin Edwards certainly fits into that.
Thank you, Mark Ballard. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Thank you for listening. Back tomorrow. Stay tuned.